Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting third. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Casale. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jerry Casale. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ted Lepsia. Batting second. The first baseman, Bobo Osborne. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button strikes out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh takes first base on ball four. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone strikes out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a pop-up towards third. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bridges moves to second. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet takes first base on ball four. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of K-line. White reaches second base with a double. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. White moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Keogh takes first base on ball 4. Casale moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges fields it and throws to second for the out. White scores. Casale moves to third. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Casale scores. Runnels moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Osborne takes first base on ball 4. Lepsio moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Casale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bridges takes first base on ball 4. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berberet hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bridges moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Bridges moves to third. Berberet moves to second. Herb Mofford now pitching. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0-for-1 in the game. Bunning takes first base on ball 4. Bridges scores. Berberet moves to third. Bowling moves to second. It's Red Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lepsio hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-2, Tigers. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Mofford, and towards Budden, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Budden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby pinch hits for Herb Mofford. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby strikes out. One out. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden is 0-for-2 in the game. Budden strikes out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Keogh hits a line drive into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-2 in the game. Dobie strikes out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berberet hits a line drive into right field. Jensen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jensen. Berberet moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Osborne scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jensen for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Tigers. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bunning hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Osborne strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio juggles the ball. That's an error on Lepsio. Bill Renna pinch hits for Ted Bosefield. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-3 in the game. Button strikes out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Keogh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Osborne scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Leo Keeley now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth pinch hits for Larry Doby. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-3, Tigers. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Berberet hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a line drive into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing right field. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into right field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Lepsio hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Osborne for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Consolo pinch hits for Leo Keeley. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo strikes out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-4 in the game. Button hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.